Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Pennsylvania restaurants and bars are expected to be able to serve takeout margaritas, pina coladas, or any other mixed drink before the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The governor, through a spokesman, told us that he would sign the bill that would allow the sale of up to a gallon of mixed drinks in sealed containers for off-premise consumption by restaurant or hotel liquor license establishments. The guy that brought that story to us, the guy that fought for it, is Tom Tell, Thirsty's Bar and Grill in Oliphant. Thomas, what do you think?
Wow, that's incredible, gentlemen. You guys are breaking this to me first because I haven't heard anything today. It was like complete silence, so this is really exciting.
This is in the Patriot News, and it came from the governor's spokesperson. And it appears that basically it is everything that you asked for. The law will take effect immediately as soon as he signs it. It'll remain in effect throughout the duration of the pandemic disaster until everybody goes green. The legislation passed both chambers. And you kind of know what you put in that legislation. What actually would it allow?
If it stayed the same, it's from 4 ounces to 64 ounces of mixed cocktails that would be able to serve 7 days a week up to 11 p.m. at night. I believe, unless they change it, there's no deliveries on this. It's curbside pickup. And the other thing that was in there was that we would be able to purchase from other bars their product just in case they weren't going to open.
Okay, here's some more. The containers of mixed drinks can be sold, as you said, till 11 p.m. Within 60 days, the restaurants and bar will be required to use a transaction scan device to verify the age of individuals if they appear to be under 35 years of age. You're also mandated to post a warning sign indicating that a takeout container of mixed drinks is considered an open container, may only be transported by the driver in the vehicle's trunk or in some other area that is not occupied by the driver or the passengers. Now, Tom, big question that I want people to understand is, why is this so important? How does this help?
Well, for bars and restaurants, liquor and mixed cocktails are our main product. That's our number one product. The licenses are so expensive, they're hard to get. You don't open a restaurant in Pennsylvania or a tavern without a liquor license. They don't issue new ones, so you sometimes have to wait around till one becomes available from a private seller, and that's where you start your business at that point. Without it, we're just an empty shell of, you know, I had some conversations with some of my friends that own restaurants and taverns in Lackawanna County. And right now, everybody is struggling. I got one text message yesterday from someone that said, hey, it's my second week into this with takeout. After we had a great week, after I paid my employees, we lost money. And that's because our prices are usually based upon breaking even on the food portion of it, and we make our money on the liquor sales and the beer sales. Without that, we're not going to succeed. So this is a huge help. This is a big shot in the arm, you know, at the right time, too, because I think within the next couple of weeks, it was getting to be desperation time for everybody because, you know, your PPP money is going to run out sometime in June. Rents are due the first of the month again, and mortgages. So this is a huge development. I mean, hopefully it saves a lot of us from going out of business.
Well, you know, I mean, you really should pat yourself on the back because you called us, you told us about the petition, you really, you know, put a lot of pressure on lawmakers. We then put pressure on with you, and I think what we saw here is the you know, people joining forces to get things done.
And you had a good plan. You were being responsible because.
And I was just going to say that.
As a holder of a liquor license, that is a prized commodity, and you don't want to do anything for lack of enforcement to have them give you any citations or anything else.
No, and this just isn't about me. Like, the executive director of the Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association, Chuck Moran, he reached out to me probably right around after the petition went out there. And then I had Representative Kyle Mullins up here in the 114th Legislative District. I had Senator John Yedichak. I had you guys. Like, you guys were tremendous. You guys made that. After the first call that I made to you guys, you put pressure on everybody down to Harrisburg to take a look at this. And not only that, all the people on Facebook that signed and shared this, I think we reached over 5,000 people by the time this was all said and done. So, for signatures. So just for something, for a plan to all come together like this is just incredible.
Well, because
hats off to all you guys, the senators and the reps.
You had a good plan. You talked to the right people to get it out in the public discourse for people to talk about, to get on Facebook, to talk to the legislators, to talk to the media, and get to the lobbying organization, the association in Harrisburg, to help you get it across the finish line when it got to the Capitol.
Yes, and it's amazing, too, because I really never even knew there was a licensed beverage and tavern association. Mm-hmm. So until Mr. Moran reached out to me, and I actually joined last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I'm a member now, and we'll get some more people in the Northeast involved in that, too. I'm gonna work with them because they have some other issues that are coming up as well.
But they never would have heard about it if you didn't talk to the lawmakers and the media and everybody else you talked to.
You guys credit for that, because I think when you threw that out there in Harrisburg, I think that's when I start getting emails from everybody as far as, you know, the Tavern Association and everybody else. But I have a good rapport with the state reps and some of the senators around here, so that really helped too.
Well, we Mark and I just like harassing politicians. So.
That's great. But I just hope this helps everybody. And it saves a lot of people. And as far as like we're still going to have to hear from the PLCB with the guidelines
and the
regulations. So hopefully nobody jumps the gun, because we don't want to do that. Wait till you get that everybody knows that has a license. You have to wait for that precious email that's going to come from PLCB that's going to say, hey, this is how we want it done, and you're ready to go. You know, just because he signs it or he's going to sign it doesn't mean to go out there and start selling cocktails.
Right,
yet.
Not until you get the information from the PLCB.
Congratulations again, Tom. It'll be a good holiday weekend. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure I'll be calling on some other issues coming up, too.
Please love it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.